סימן חס, סעיף גימל. אם נדבקו היוד העליונה של האלף בקו האמצעי. If the upper yud of the aleph becomes attached to the middle line, the middle kav of the aleph, ha'hilich ba'alach sein, which, as we know, goes on a diagonal slant, b'zeh yesh chiluk. The halacha will depend on the following factors. She'im kasav tchila es hayud, if he first wrote the upper yud, v'yacharkach, and only after he wrote the upper yud, did he write es ha'kav ha'emtzai, the middle line, in that instance, harei hayud nechtva behechsher. So the yud was written bekashrus, and there wouldn't be any problem with the yud. So therefore, v'yigroid rak es hakav ha'emtzai, he would only have to erase the middle diagonal line, kulai, the entire thing, mipnei shehu nifsal koidem shenigmar, because since the kav ha'emtzai became posel in middle of writing it, and the entire thing is written in one stroke, as he'll explain in the Lishkas HaSefer, therefore, that entire line will have to be erased. Aval im kosav tchila es hakav ha'emtzai, but if first he made the diagonal line, v'yacharkach es hayud, and then he made the upper yud, v'nidbeka, and it became attached to the line, in that instance, yigroid es hayud, then he would have to erase the entire yud, v'loy es hakav, and not the line, ki hakav nechtav behechsher, because the line was written bekashrus, v'hayud bepisul, and the yud was written bepsul. V'im loy tikein ad la'achar shekosav gamis hayud hatachtoina, and if he did not repair the aleph until after he had already written the bottom yud, ozai tzorech ligroid gam oisa, then he has to erase the bottom yud as well. Ki zehu haklal, because the klal is shekol ma shenechtav bepisul tzorech greida, anything that's written bepsul has to be erased. V'im hayud hatachtoina nidbeka v'loy ha'elyoina, if the bottom yud became nidbak and not the upper yud, and obviously we're talking about where the bottom yud was the last thing written, in such an instance, ein etzarech rak ligroid oisa, he would only have to erase the bottom yud, ulakosva mechadosh, and rewrite it anew. Says the Lishkas HaSefer, Seif Cotton Base, im nidbeka hayud. Hadinim shehamarnu benidbeku yudei ha'alef hein afilu leinidbeku rak bekoitz dak yoiser mimash eroi lehen liga. The dinim that we are talking about regarding a negiyah in the yud of the aleph, the whole thing becoming attached, is even if it's only attached with a koitz. And this he's paskening not like the Mogen Avram, which the Mishnah Brewer brings, which obviously we'll see when we get there. V'chein yudei hashin v'hatzadi v'ha'ayin v'ha'pei v'raglei hatovin, im noigin begufa ois yoisim imokim dibukon, if they are touching the letter more than they're meant to, haroi, dinam gamken kamoi ba'alef. The halacha will be the same as the aleph, and they're going to be posel. Ayin chakire hei, where this is further discussed. Seif Katan Gimel in the Lishkas HaSefer, hakav ha'emtzai, regarding this idea that he said that you have to erase the entire middle kav in an instance where the Yud HaElyona was written first. B'sefer Melech HaShemayim Kosav. In the Melech HaShemayim it says, She'ein etzarech legorda ela ad mokim hadibuk. You only have to erase from the bottom of the diagonal line upwards until the spot where it became, where the Yud became attached to it in its entirety. V'lo yadati lama, I don't understand why the Melech HaShemayim holds that you only have to erase half of that kav. Harei hakav hazeh kuloi miksiva achasu. The entire ksav was written at once. V'kol shehu miksiva achas v'nifsal afilu b'sayfai. Anything that was written in one ksiva, even if it only became posel at the end of that ksiva, tzarech ligroid kuloi. In such an instance, you have to erase the entire thing. K'may b'mem psucha shenidbeku. Shenidbeka, like in an instance of a mem psucha that became attached, Shetzrichen the great kol hachartum. If the mem psucha turned into a mem stuma because the chartum became attached at the bottom, the halacha is you have to erase the entire chartum because it was all written in one stroke. V'chein ra'isi b'shulchan aruch shel Atanya, and in the shulchan aruch harav as well, shekosav he says hidbik hagag el hayud ha'elyoina tzarech le great kol hagag. You have to erase the entire gag, v'hayud shetachtea, as well as the yud underneath it. V'cheini das Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, atakti l'shoinim b'chakira hei, ayin sham. And Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen also paskins like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav against the Melech HaShemayim, that you have to erase the entire middle kav. U'mashakosav ha'mogen avron b'sifkot n'lamed kol mashanasa b'psul haynu mashakosav b'oysay ha'ois achar sha'osa ha'negia. So since the Magen Avram says you have to erase everything that was written after the Negia, it's mashma from the Magen Avram, like the Melech HaShemayim, that you only have to erase the second half of that middle line, not like he wants the Taina, and not like he just quoted from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Reb Chaim Kohen. Nearly, deloy bala hakel ala lahachmir. There's no diuk in the Magen Avram, because he's not coming to give the kula of the Melech HaShemayim. He's coming to give a different chumra, sheim noga hayud ha'al yoyna begag, V'achar kach kosav ayud ha'tachtoina, v'chibra el hagag karoi, afal pikein tzorech ligreit gam oisa. The Magen Avraham is merely coming to say that in an instance where the yud ha'tachtoina was written later, you have to erase that as well. V'afal pishi miksiva acheres, even though it was not written as part of that shrok, it only came later. But kevan shenechteva la'achar shenaseh b'psul, Aval hagag pshit, I'm sorry. Va'afal pi shehi miksiva acheres, kevin shenechtav la'acher shenase b'psul, it has to be erased. Aval hagag, but regarding the middle kav, pshitalei d'tzarech l'gardei kulei, kevin shenase miksiva achas. So the Magen Avraham is not coming to give a kula like the Melech HaShamayim that you only have to erase what happened after the Negiah, which is only the latter half of the middle kav. No. Magen Avraham is coming to say, on the contrary, that you have to erase everything that happened after, even the Batim Regel, even the Batim Yud, which was part of a second separate stroke. V'chein muchach b'yad Ephraim l'Magen Avraham sifkot n'lamed hei ayin sham, and it's clear from the Yad Ephraim, from Ephraim Zalman Magolis, that he holds that way as well. Shuv matzasi shekein kosev b'shut b'er esik simen tzadik beis. Subsequently, I saw that it says this in the Tshuvas Be'er Esek as well. Shehevi mashakosav alavush shem nidbeka hayud shala aleph yigreit kol hayud shenase b'psul. He brings what the lavush says, that if the yud was nidbak, so you have to erase the entire yud, which was nase b'psul, because of alav. And the Be'er Esek says, v'zeh l'shoinei mashma da'ari sha'asa vav ha'alef koidem. This that the Lavush says, that you have to erase the entire Yud on top, the Lavush must be talking about a case where first you wrote the Kav, and then you wrote the Yud. And when you made the Yud, but if you didn't make the upper Yud second, rather, you made it she'oisim es hayud rishayna, the way our sefer make it, that you make first the yud, v'yachar kach, and then mamshichim tachta es havav, then you make the diagonal vav, ba'oifen shem tidbak havav, he shenasis bepisol. So in that instance, when the vav, when the middle kav becomes attached, it's written bipsul. Mashma lefi dvarav shehu matzrich ligroid kol ma shenase bipsul, t'haynu kol havav, ad kan l'shaynoi. He says explicitly that you have to erase the entire vav. V'ayin chasam sefer simin resh samach zayin. If you give a look in the chasam sefer and simin resh samach zayin, excuse me, that he says mefurish like the Melech HaShamayim. V'tzarechin. If you look in the chasam sefer, you'll see he says like the Melech HaShamayim. V'tzarechin, and the lishka does not understand this chasam sefer. To him, it's poshut, you have to erase the whole middle kav. Ubetshuva zichron Yosef simen gimel hechmir yoser. He's even more machmir because of the tzrichin ligroid gamas hayud. You have to erase the yud ha'elyoina also. The me'achar shenidbak hakav ha'emtzoi nifsel gam hi, because once it became attached, it also became posel. Avol bechakira hey kasafti de'enei muchrach. However, in chakira hey, I taina that it's not muchrach to be machmir as much as the zichron Yosef. The ein lasos kein b'shem, and certainly not to do so, not to erase the yud ha'elyoina if the case involves a shem Hashem. Avol b'mokem acher, but if it's not a shem Hashem, vaday diyesh ligroid lechatchila kol ha'ois. Certainly, you should try and erase the entire ois. K'moshe kasavnu b'sif ches, that over there he wants to paskin like the Radach, that whenever you have a psul, you should erase the entire letter. Seif Dalid in the Kesas. Vim Nechtevo Kol Ha'alef Behechsher. What about a case where you wrote the entire Aleph and everything was fine? V'acharkach, and after the Aleph was complete, Nafla Tipas Dioi, a Tipas Dioi fell, Afilu Al Hayud Ha'al Yoina, Dai Ligra Oiso Levada Ulakosva Behechsher. In such an instance, it's enough to just be Megarid the Yud Ha'al Yoina and rewrite it. In other words, over there, the Yud Ha'al Yoina was written first. So that's still enough, because over here, nothing was nechtav b'psul, everything was nechtav b'kashrus. Memela, you could just passel the ice and recreate it. Se'if, hey, im nafla tipas dioi, if a tipas dioi fell, afilu hi lacha adayin, even if we're dealing with a tipas dioi that fell and it's still wet, where did it fall? It fell toy chalal beis, into the chalal of a beis, v'niras kemay peis, and now it doesn't look like a beis anymore, it looks like a pei. Oy she'ein shem beis aleha, or it doesn't look like anything. It just doesn't look like a beis. Oy she'nafla l'toich ois acheres, or it fell into any other ois, v'ein any keres ha'ois, and it ruined the tzura of the ois. In such an instance, psula, the ois obviously is posel, because it has no tzuras ha'ois. V'ein l'takana ligrei tipas hadiyah, you can't just be meichik the tipa that ruined the tzura, shal yedei kein tia ha'ois ketikunai, which would kasher the ois, so to speak. You can't do that, because that would be chakteiches. El atzarech ligreit kol ha'ois. You have to erase the entire letter. V'im tov, v'kosav, hey b'makam dalid. If you made a mistake, and instead of writing a dalid, you wrote a hey. Gam kein einemoya ligreit haregel v'yishar dalid. So you would not be able to erase the regel smoli of the hey and return it to a dalid. But even though you can't do that, because that would be chakteiches, you don't have to erase the entire dalid. After you took away the regel smali, you take off the gag of the dalid, and then you just fix the dalid. Next case. What if you wrote an endachof? So just shorten the regel of the endachof, ad shenasa dalid, until you turn it into a dalid, v'acharkach yichtay v'saregel asmali, and then, after that, you just put in the regel smali, and everything will be fine. Ayin sifkotin yud v'yud aleph. He's coming to say over here, that over there he mentions that anywhere where it's possible to continue and to be machshir without mechika, so there's no need to be meichik more than what is necessary. And therefore, over here, where you could just write the ois at the end of the endachof, so memela, it's not necessary to erase any more than you have to, because you could just technically put the nakuda at the bottom of the endachof, and you have a kosher hey. Memela, nothing over here is nechtav v'psul bichlal, and that's why you could just make the regel shorter, and then put in the left nakuda, and you have a beautiful hey. V'im yichtav t'chila es haregel asmali. Again, back to the case where you made a hey instead of a dalid. So, if you're going to first erase the regel smali, ein la takana ad sheyimchay kol haregel. So then, I'm sorry, v'im yichtav tchila es haregel hasmali, in the case of the endachof, back in the case of the endachof, if you first put in the regel smali where it's meant to be, so you have a regel smali in the middle of this long endachof, so then you have to take off the whole regel of the chaf. You can't just erase a little bit, half of it, and now you're going to make it into a good hay. V'im ira k'hai gavna b'shem, and if such a thing would happen in the shem Hashem, tzorech iyan. As I zok the prima godim in the Eshel Avram, sifkot and chavav, that over there, he's done in how much of the chaf you have to take off in a case where you made the gag wide. V'divrei Chassam Sofer Erechaim Simen Kufayin Ches Tmuim, and the Chassam Sofer and Kufayin Ches is very shver lefi anias daiti. And if you look in that Chassam Sofer, and then you look in the Mikdash Ma'at, in Ois Hei, Sifkat and Chof, you'll see that he also has a difficult time with this Chassam Sofer. Says the Lishkas HaSofer, Sifkat and Dalet, Oisha ain shame bezel. Again, the case is a tipas dioi fell on a bez, and it's not recognizable as a bez anymore. Hator mevi, the tor brings, shahasmak hichshir bezel ligredes atipa. The smack is makel to just erase the tipa. Kevan shenafla la'acher shenigmar ha'ois. You had a bez that was very good, and then the tipas dioi fell. So says the smack, you could just take off the tipas dioi. Aval harosh v'rav ha'poiskim chalkim, but the rosh and rav poiskim argue on this smack, and they say that that can't be done because it would be chakteiches. Or be safer get pashut simin kuf chafes of cotton lam and beis hiksha al asmak. He has a kasha on the smak. Mimashe be'atzmai kosav dim asa hey b'makam dalad de'ene yachal limchay karegel shete hey dalad mishum dehavei chakteiches. The get pashut asks a stira in the smak by the beis where tipas dioi fell on the beis. The smak says that you could just erase the tipas dioi. But when a tipas dioi, when you made a hay instead of a dalid, so over there the smack says that you cannot just erase the nakuda. So l'chayretz a stira in the smack. Ayin sham, masha tiritz, the get poshut, gives his teretz. Well, if he any has daiti, the kesis now will give his own teretz. Yesh leimer oid, the shani hasam, that case where he made a hay instead of a dalid is different. Why? Shenasa isacheres, because he was supposed to make a dalet, and instead he made a hay. So that's a whole different story. Mashenkein hacha, by the bays, there's just a general shinitzura. So when there's a general shinitzura, the smack holds you can erase it. But when you made a different ice, that would be chakteiches. Because of oid sham beget pashut, and the get pashut writes further over there, that kevan de tamei de hasmak hu mishum de yoliflei me Yerushalmi, since the smack learns out his din from this in the Yerushalmi, the Omar, that the Yerushalmi says, Irei vesa oisias milamata, that if you have a negia in the oisias at the end of the letters, kosher. So over there, it's going to be kosher. V'hainu kevon shekvar nasa ha'ois behechsher. Why is it kosher if you have a negia at the end of the oisias lamata? Because over there, the oisias were already written behechsher. And that's why you can even be mekel without being mafrid the negiyah, according to the Yerushalmi. Lachen shar paiskim chalkin olav. That's why most paiskim are chalik on the smack. The sfira lahu, because they hold the Talmud didan palagal Yerushalmi. The other paiskim are saying that it's very nice that the smack wants to go with the Yerushalmi, but our Gemara doesn't hold like the Yerushalmi. Delay mafrig bein negiyah lamala ilamata, because the Bavli doesn't make any differentiation if the negiyah is after the letters have been written at the end, or if it happens while the letters are being written in the middle. Upaisel b'kolinyan. Our Gemara says that any negiyah is going to be a psul. V'lachein hem chalkim b'din zeh shel asmak, and that's why the poiskim are chalik on the smak. Ayin sham. As I zok to get poshut. V'lefiyani astaiti, says the Lishka, einay zeh hatam. The reason is not because the other Rishonim hold that there's a Machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi and we paskin like the Bavli. The after sphere laid the Talmud of the Dion Chaylok al Yerushalmi, because even though Enochanami, maybe our Gemara argues on the Yerushalmi, Zeu Raka Hadamashma, the Yerushalmi, the Be'iril Vilamata, Kosher Beloishum Tikkun. What's the Machlokes, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi? The Bavli and Machlokes Bavli and the Yerushalmi is that the Chaylok on this, that the Yerushalmi says that if there's a Negiya Lamata, you could just leave it without fixing it at all. The Ha Talmud Didan Kamar Kolosha Ene Mugak Vil Mial Beruchay Seh Apostle Mashma Dafilo Nidbak Lacher Shenigmar Apostle. That even when you have a negia at the very end of the ice, it's still going to be apostle. You can't just leave it there. That's where our Gemara argues on the Yerushalmi. Avaloymar Deloy Mahani Le Greira. But to say that if you megarid when there's a negia at the top, that you can't erase at all, Zeloi Nishma Klal Me Talmud Didan, you have no such indication from our Gemara at all. And therefore, in a case of Nafal Tipa, so it would be possible to say that even according to us, even though now it's possible, nevertheless, it would be possible to fix it, and that would be like the smack. For Amnam Dasa Poiskim Achalkin Ala Smak, Niril and Fiyaz Daiti, Shizeo Mitzara Svara, Kimina Yerushalmi Loi Muchach Ela Hecha Shaloi Nishtana Tzurisa Ois. Because they taina that from the Yerushalmi, all you see is that when there's no Shinui Tzura, you can get away with such a thing. Aval Hecha Dinishtana, But when the Tzuras Ha'ais is Nishtana, like in the case of Nafal Tipa, Yesh Leimer, the Gamma Yerushalmi Sphere Lay the Pasal. In such a case, even the Yerushalmi would say that it's Pasal. And as when is the Yerushalmi Mekel? Only when there's a Negia at the end of the ice, but you still have the Tzuras Ha'ais. But when there's a Shini Tzura, so then even the Yerushalmi would be Machmir, Vafilu Greda Loi Mahani, and even Greda would not help, Mishum Dehavi Lei, Chak Teiches, because that would be Chak Teiches. Sifkotin Dalid with the star, second Sifkotin Dalid, Ve'ena Nikeris Ice, you have a Tipus Dioi that fell on the ice and it's not Niker anymore. Ve'im Loi Nafla Rak Al Haksav Min Ha'ois, Ve'loi Nispashta Chutz Legvulei Ha'ois, in a case where the Tipus Dioi fell on the letter, but it didn't ruin the letter. It's not protruding from the letter. Ayin Masha Kasavnu B'Simin Dalet Sifkotin Hey, that over there the Kesa said that in such a case it would be Posel. V'im Nafla B'Ktzei Ha'ois, and if it fell at the edge of the ice, Ayin Masha Kasavnu B'Saif Chakira Beis, that over there also he wants the Taina that it would be Posel, Mishum, because of a Chisaron of Hakofas Gvil.